This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's start right now. Which one you get? All right. Good morning or good afternoon. It's the Tom Chenault Show. We're getting all set up here in the studio. So I just want to welcome you guys to the Tom Chenault Show, and here's Tom Chenault.
Well, it's good to be here among everybody. I had a little technical problem. I couldn't get plugged in as quick as Marianne wanted me plugged in. It was my fault. What a day we've got for you today. Marianne, how's life? How you been doing? What's going on?
Life is good. And, you know, I'm going to Australia. I was just chatting with Miss Elaine and talking about the trip, and I'm really excited about that. And, yeah, I love my life, and thank you, Tom.
That's your first trip abroad? You're going to be going down there in October?
Yeah, it is my first trip abroad.
I thought so.
Oh, my goodness. And I didn't even think about that.
And you're taking your dear sweet husband, and it's just another wonderful thing about this great business called multi-level marketing, because you are getting to make this trip. It's a business trip. It's a tax deduction. You're going to be working on your crew down there, and it's just going to be on the Gold Coast of Australia, which is over by Brisbane, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I was just talking to Elaine because, you know, it's summertime down there. I mean, it's starting. I did that little event today, and it was so flipping cold, and the wind was blowing. And so I'm kind of excited to be able to go back into the summer weather.
Yeah, that's one nice thing about being able to travel at will, and I am proud of you. So, you know, today is a special show for me because ever since you've known me, I've basically based my life on about five books, and two of the five books on that list are on the show today. The first book is a book called The Power of Who, written by a guy named Bob Bodine, who has come up with a new book called Two Chairs, which you are going to love. And the second book used to be a book called Mr. Schmooze, and it was a book by a guy that it was a great book. I mean, I loved it until I found a better book. And the book that I found that was a better book for what I do is a book called Giftology, and it's written by a guy named John Rulin. And he was brought to me by my good buddy Henry Weinecker, who is a legend in the business just because he is such an outgoing, incredible guy. And Henry just said, I don't know how you can live your life without John Rulin in it. And so John's got a thing, something called the Rulin Group, and he founded this thing in college, and he started it as a seller of Cutco knives,
yeah,
which everybody got started selling. But John became like the absolute standard of excellence in that, broke every record they had, and to this day is still heavily involved with them, and it's very, very, very cool. So he's the number one all-time distributor of Cutco in their 60-year history. Out of over a million people, and now he just does. I mean, he's written this book, and it's about taking care of people. And I am telling you, that is the secret to it all, is taking care of people, especially the people that you really need to take care of. So, John, how are you, buddy? Good to have you aboard.
Tom, man, I feel like I'm floating after that introduction.
No, you're a beast, man. I am in love with you. And I think that what you've done with this book has really wrapped a bow out of everything I want to be when I grow up. And that is really, really paying attention to those people that matter to me in my life, not just with lip service, but just by showing them with gifts. So just talk about yourself a little bit, how you got to where you are, and why this book that you wrote became so important to you. So just fire it up. I'll interrupt you if I start thinking you're getting boring.
He's good with that.
I have no doubt that that'll be the case. So a lot of people think that when they hear like high-end gifting or generosity, they assume that I grew up maybe in a wealthy home, or I grew up like maybe in New York or Massachusetts or California. But I grew up a poor farm boy. I grew up one of six kids milking goats. So I learned very early like work ethic. And I learned what I didn't want to be doing the rest of my life pretty fast. But I got really good grades in school. I was an overachiever. I'm just kind of a doer. So I was going to go be a doctor to make my mom happy. She was into like Nature Sunshine and health and wellness and essential oils with Young Living before, like, you know, before anybody knew what a Whole Foods was, you know, like 30, 40 years ago in Ohio, that was a really weird thing to be. And so I was going to go make mom proud, went to college, and I decided I was going to get out of school debt free. Had started a business. It was blue collar business, but I was making about $50 an hour. I fell off the ladder a couple different times, didn't get hurt, but I'm like, this is dumb. Like, I'm never going to make it to med school. And I found Cutco. A buddy of mine who was a ministry major, would open up an office. Another buddy of mine who was another ministry major was the antithesis of a salesperson. And he started telling me about these knives. And I'm like, dude, you're crazy. Nobody's going to buy $1,000 knife set. And then he'd come back into the dorm room and tell me what he sold. And I'm like, that is just not even possible. Steve, you couldn't sell water to a freaking person in the middle of the desert. Like, that, how is that even happening? So after a couple months, I eventually said, I'm going to try it. I'll give it 6 weeks. I went in, was scared to death, wore the one tie I had, wore glasses, looked smarter. And I said, I'm going to go for it. And fortunately, I was dating the girl at the time. Her dad was an attorney. And even though he was an amazing attorney, he seemed to own like everything in town, like the banks, the oil wells, the land. And he was insanely generous and was always giving things away. So he'd find like a deal on noodles. He'd buy a semi-load of noodles, and everybody at church the next Sunday, like 200 people would end up with like a year's supply of noodles. I'm like, Paul, that was 20 grand a noodle. Like, you're crazy. Why would you do that? And he's like, did you see the smiles on their faces? I'm like, yeah, you gave them a year's supply of noodles. So I started to pitch him the idea. I thought maybe he would give away pocket knives to his client. And so I'm like, Paul, I think we could engrave something on these. What do you think? And it's like Sunday morning before church, and he's like, what about the paring knives? Could we engrave those? I'm like, Paul, why would you give paring knives away? All your clients are like CEOs. They're men. Like, they own pallet shops and insurance companies. I'm like, that's weird. And he's like, you want to know why? And I said, yeah, I'll sell you as many paring knives as you want. Just tell me why. And he said, well, I found that if you take care of the inner circle, he didn't call it the inner circle. He's like, I found if you take care of the family and the people around the executive, everything else seems to take care of itself. And so for me, it was that lightning bolt moment that was like, it's not about the knife. It's about what the knife represents and how you give it, when you give it, no strings attached, all these things. And so I started to apply that. I would find out a CEO of like a insurance company, I'd want to get, you know, their business, and it's a $100 million company. So I'd find out the CEO's assistant, whatever the wife's name, I'd engrave it on a knife. I'd put a little note inside, handwritten, say, carve out 5 minutes for me. I promise they'll be with your time. And I walk in and the guy's 60 years old and he's like, I thought you'd be like 50 years old. Like, really? Like, what are you here to sell me? And I said, well, here's what we teach. Here's how generosity could help your 100 sales reps open doors with their biggest dream clients. Here's how you could drive more referrals than you could ever handle. You just need to be more generous with your clients. And we, instead of selling one set of knives, we'd sell 1,000 because they would buy into the concept, and then we'd help them drive referrals and open doors. And by the time I was a senior in college, I was, you know, landing professional sports teams like the Miami Dolphins as clients and going places that a farm boy never in his wildest dreams thought he'd ever be going to. So the whole med school thing, I'm like, we'll just put this on the shelf for a rainy day. And that was 16 years ago. I've never looked back.
Holy mackerel. And it's worked out for you. And, you know, when you look at a million competitors out there selling the same set of Cutco knives, which was what your path to success that you chose was. What's crazy about that is they all had the same knife to sell, but you stood out from the crowd with this philosophy. And there, you know, it wasn't, I mean, you're probably, you know, I can see a picture of you. You're a good looking guy, but you're not that good looking. And you're probably a pretty, there's prettier men. And you're probably not that witty. All the things that everybody thinks that we have to be in order to get the sale. And I don't think it's that. I think it's what you said. Love like crazy, then love more, and out love the person that is competing with you for the knife sale or anything else. Is that correct or incorrect?
No, it's true. I think at the end of the day, people, you know, you read books like Influence by Robert Cialdini or anybody, like, at the end of the day, like, we walk around wanting to be appreciated, and most people walk around, whether you're a janitor or whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 100 company, nobody is like, gosh, I'm just overappreciated. I wish people would stop being nice to me. Like, most people have a deficit there. So if you come in and love on them, and Bob is a great example of that in action as well. Like, you know, you help people, you serve people, you know, the handwritten notes, you know, you send the gifts to them in their inner circle, you know, and you do it with the right intention. That's the big thing, is you're not asking for anything in return. It's amazing how when people feel loved, appreciated, whatever else, God's wired us to want to reciprocate. And whether that's with a referral, whether that's with a kind word, whether that's with business, like, we just it's in our DNA, at least most people, not everybody. There's some, you know, Adam Grant has the book Give and Take, and there's some takers out there that'll take advantage of it. But in general, most people, you love on them and love on them and keep doing it on a consistent basis, it comes back around 100 times fold. I mean, that's just, it's in the Bible. And if you don't believe in the Bible, it's still how the world's wired. And so, I think you're spot on.
I was looking at Chris Christie's in trouble right now for the big bridge closure in wherever the heck, New Jersey, where he was the governor. And they said that he literally had charted all the gifts that he had given to literally every politician, rated them on a scale of 1 to 10 by the way that they had reciprocated as to potentially endorsing him. But the point that came out of that is, here's a guy named Chris Christie who, you know, obviously is a bright guy, and you can say whatever good about him you want or whatever bad, but he recognized the value of gifting at a major league level to the point that he had a spreadsheet built to the gifts he'd gotten, to the gifts he'd received. And what that hit me with was how important that was to not only the giver, Christie, but the receiver, all those politicians out there. And as I look across the landscape of the people that, from Jeffrey Gittimer to all the Fortune 500 people, to the Forbes people that you've influenced with gifts, it might be the single most biggest difference maker between you and everybody else, right?
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, I mean, it's how we've shown that people matter, and I think a lot of times people, they do the gifting once a year as an obligation, and I think when you give people gifts and appreciation, and you know, the Five Love Languages book is a great example. It's not just the gift. It's, you know, it could be an act of service, it could be a word of affirmation, it could be handwritten note. But that's my secret sauce. And I put it out there, but most people are like, when they hear that, I was on somebody's, one of the biggest podcasts in the world, and the guy was going out of his way to open doors for me, and I end up spending
a
ton of.
We have to take a break. It's, you want to go to the Ruling Group, or you want to go to Amazon right now and buy Giftology. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Back. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and we've got John Rulon with us for about 5 more minutes. So what you want to do, I hope you went and bought this book. You can read about it. If you don't believe me, go to Forbes magazine and just Google John Rulon and giftology in Forbes magazine, and you're going to see. I mean, this is no game show. This guy is the real deal, and it will prove to you that the person who really truly gives the most gifts the best way wins. And it isn't about splashing gifts on everybody. In fact, a friend of mine a couple of days ago really hit a benchmark in my business. And I called another guy and I said, let's go buy him a Breitling Aviator watch. He wants to buy an airplane. And the guy, you know, that was $8,000. And my plan was having this guy pay about $7,900 of it, but the fact and then sign the card from Tom and Gary. But the fact is this kid earned it. He's going to buy a Pilatus one of these days. And with that said, he will have that wristwatch on for the rest of his life that people are going to say, that's a heck of a wristwatch. They can't see his airplane when he walks into a restaurant, but they'll be able to see that watch. And not only will he be able to say where he got it, but he'll also remember us literally every day. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, no question. If you give a gift the right way, and do the right thing and all the little details around the gift. It, you know, obviously, somebody like that, if they're thinking about a plane, they can probably afford the watch. But when you can give them something that they maybe wouldn't go buy for themselves, and it becomes an artifact of the relationship. Like, if you give something that will be with them, not for 5 minutes or 5 days, like most people do, they give a trinket or a promotional item or some food, but you give them something that's world-class that represents the value of the relationship, maybe engraved on the back with his initials and maybe what the benchmark was that he hit or whatever, but makes the gift all about him versus all about you. Most people make the gifts all about their own colors, their brand, their logo, And it ruins the gift because now it's a promotional item. There's a gift should be all about the recipient. And I love the idea of dropping 8 G's. If it's the right thing for the right person, no question.
And you know, in the case of this guy, and this sounds arrogant, but he's made us far, far, far more money than that. So it really is a drop in the bucket. But, and the reason I'm saying that is because most of these people in network marketing that are listening to Home-Based Business, they've got these leaders out there. And these leaders are in their organization, and they are working their fingers to the bone, and it's a volunteer army. And
yep.
There is nothing, it's, you know, somebody, the competition, the other companies, the other leaders are getting up every morning trying to figure out how to steal your best people from you. The people that you've trained over the years, they are staying up nights trying to figure out how to get those perfectly trained people into their business and out of yours. And that's
yep.
just the reality of anything. And having those people locked in with that kind of thoughtful gift that is all about them is the secret sauce to success, the way I look at it. Agree or disagree?
I agree 1,000%. And you know, if they're married, their spouse is the most influential person in that person's life. And I take care of spouse, assistant, and kids, as well as the executive, whether it's my employee, whether it's my supplier, whether it's my client, whether it's a prospect. So when I gifted Gittimer, I made sure that I put his girlfriend's name on the piece, on the knives or the leather goods or whatever I'm sending somebody. Because oftentimes the inner circle gets the worst part of being in business. They don't get invited to maybe the golf tournament or the cigars or going out for bourbon or whatever it is. So the more you can engage not only the key decision maker, but the influencers around them, you want to bulletproof your business, whether you're in network marketing or just business period, with your best relationships, that showing them the love and showing that it matters, and don't do it once and then think that you have them locked up for life. Like, this is gratitude and appreciation is a year-round business. It's not a once-a-year check-a-box Christmas. In fact, that's the worst time on the planet to send a gift because everybody's sending the same crap, and it just becomes part of the noise. So it needs to be the other 11 months out of the year, you know, year after year. It is not. It's not a one and done. It's like what you're doing, Tom. It's a lifestyle you're doing it for life. It's not I do this for a year and then I'm good and I'll move on to the next thing. Like, this is how you live your life.
Oh, so your quote, I want to make sure I got this right because I just put it up on Facebook. A well thought out gift becomes the artifact of the friendship. Think about that. That's haunting. What could you give somebody? I mean, ask yourself that question, because that's going to make you get into them. What is going to make this human being an artifact of the friendship? Oh, we got to get out of here. It's art.
Oh, no, I can't even say anything.
No,
you
have to remember to say what you're going to say on the other side.
Okay.
John, we love you. We're going to go to Bob Bodine right after this. I'll tell him you said hi. You are a rock star, my friend. I love you. The Rulin Group, Giftology, or just go straight to Amazon and buy it right now. We'll
just
be right
back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
And we're back. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and we're going to go over to Bob Bodine in just a second. I want to talk a lot for 1 second because Marianne wanted to tell this story. But I am a big fan of a book called Atlas Shrugged by an author named Ayn Rand. I've read it 7 times, and I kind of have lived my life that way, which I know a lot of you listeners now don't like me. But that's okay. You know, I have lived and loved this book for a very, very long time. And Marianne's husband, Ken, always figures out a way to do something wonderful for me in the form of a gift. And there's something called Galt's Gulch in Atlas Shrugged with a coin, a silver coin. And he went and found one of those coins for me and just put it on my desk one day. And about a month later, Marianne came by with a stock certificate for another central article of that book. And these gifts meant so much to me. It was unbelievable. And I want to thank you.
Well, so, you're welcome, and I love what John was saying, and, you know, it really is finding something. You know, what do you buy somebody who can pretty much buy whatever they want, kind of like what you were talking about with the, you know, for the watch and stuff like that, but It's funny because Ken has read that book and loves that book as well. So you guys can have that mutual
disrespect.
Disrespect for each other.
All right, let's get to Bob Modine.
All righty, Bob, we're
Bob
so excited.
Bob is such a rock star. I am going to Dallas next Saturday to give next Friday to give a speech. And whenever I get to Dallas, I always think, wonder where Bob Modine is. But he's such a big-time guy. I know he's either doing his job as a member of the board of directors of the Texas Rangers, or he's hanging around with Tom Ziegler, or maybe somebody like... who knows? It might Max Lucado. I mean, this guy's got friends at a level that I never dreamt of. And he exemplifies kindness and love. And Steve Wallach, a dear friend of mine, I gave him a copy of Bob's book, The Power of Who. And Steve Wallach had a dream of his wife getting to meet Oprah Winfrey. And as a result of the book, The Power of Who, Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Wallach are friends now. And that's all. And Steve Wallach, in any conversations, gives credit to The Power of Who and Bob Modine. So not only is he a rock star, he's just imprinted and he's just made a huge impression on so many people. And he's written an unbelievable book on faith. And I would call it a Christian book, but it's so much bigger than that. It's called Two Chairs. And it is an absolutely important book for literally everybody. You have to buy it at numeric2chairsbook.com. It's everywhere. It's at the top of all the bestseller lists right now because it literally rivets you to your chair as you read it. Bob Modine, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm great. I love you.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Bob. It's good to hear you.
Man, great to be with you both. I'll tell you what, I'm so excited. And if you're in Saturday, then I'm hoping to see you somewhere. That's going to be fantastic.
Yep, I'm coming down for I got to do something. I will be there. I will find you if you are available to be found. Talk about you, then talk about your new book and The Power of Who. If you don't have that in your library right now, everybody listen to this show, I'm coming to your house. It changed my life. I promise you, it is what the cat, that was the secret difference between me and everybody else in so many areas of my life. And it's all The Power of Who. If you haven't read it, you need to. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, you know, today I gave a talk the other day and I told people about three things we're not allowed to talk about anymore. Isn't it interesting that in 2016, we're not allowed to talk about some things? You know, the first one was related to my first book, and it was like friends and business were taboo. I would have called my book The Power of Friendship, but we got 5,000 people on Facebook, our best friends, right? So I changed the word friend to your who, the people who matter most. And of course, just like John was just talking a second ago, you know, a differentiating factor in our life is being friends with the people we work with. In fact, 87% of all jobs, all deals are placed through a friend. And yet we've been told the opposite. And so many people are like thinking that friends and business are taboo because some Ponzi scheme and Madoff strategy, which is ridiculous in this process. Because what? We're supposed to work with people we don't know and don't trust.
No, there's no way. You're right.
So then the second thing, I started doing this text message, as you know. It just, all of a sudden, you know, when I go out and give talks around the country, I get everybody to text message their best friend. First off, men over 35 stop adding friends. And they're friendly, but they're not friends. And so it's become a big deal. Men over 60 stop adding, you know, not only their new friends, but they give up some of their old because they're focused in on their family. And, of course, that causes trouble. So I had people send this text. Hey, I was thinking about you. I appreciate your friendship. I love you. And those three simple things. And of course, if you send it to your mate, you got a 90% chance she sends back, did you mean this for me? And so, and the reason is because of the word friend. It's so funny.
Yeah.
If you send it to your buddies, they want to know, are you okay? Or are you drunk? And what we do is we keep fighting forward on the basis that said, no, I meant this for you. And then, no, I meant this for you. I love you. And if they didn't say I love you in their text back to you, we say, where's the love? And you know what happens? It's another phenomena. One, in The Power of Who, we were always supposed to do business with people we love.
in a place we love with our family that loves it. Okay, we were supposed to do it for all the right reasons, and we were supposed to tell people we love them. And as soon as you do, they start telling you back how much they love you back. So we couldn't talk about friends and business. We can't tell people we love them anymore because that's, of course, socially unacceptable now in the world. Okay, so, you know, and I always laugh about here being in the town of Zig Ziglar. Zig used to say whether it's 8 a.m. or 8 p.m., he would always greet someone before they spoke to him. Of course, no one's greeting anybody. You walk down a hall, no one's going to say hello. They think of you could be a terrorist. They're, like, worried. And so we can't talk about friends. We can't tell people we love them. What would be the worst thing I could write about? Oh, that's right, God. And so this is just fantastical. So what happens is my mom, moms are amazing, aren't they, Tom?
Absolutely.
I mean, I, as an executive recruiter, as a CEO of an executive search firm, have interviewed presidents of the United States, generals, you know, Hall of Fame coaches, titans of industry, and the greatest advice I ever got in my entire life was from my mom. And, of course, she told me a secret. On to her. I didn't even know it was a possibility. And I think there's a lot of people listening today that might know it as well. And the secret is that God, okay, the guy who created the whole world, wants to spend time with us every morning, kind of talk, be friends. You know, he knows everything about us. He likes to talk, you know, but today talking with God is awkward. I had this guy, I was on Fox TV the other day for 9 o'clock news, and he said, he's talking and he says, hey, I have Bob, you know, Bob and I were at all of a sudden at Starbucks. We're sitting having coffee. Bob's getting animated. He starts to mention God. And all of a sudden people are listening in. And I got to tell you, I was feeling a little awkward, he says. He said, you know, it's amazing on Fox. He says, I can talk about erectile dysfunction, but I can't talk about God.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of world have we gotten to? We just went just crazy. So, you know, I've been kind of, my mom got me in a habit early of starting my day with a cup of coffee, sun comes up, spending my first few moments with God, you know, all of a sudden, you know, people talk about their life coaches, they talk about their mastermind, but you and I both know this is so much more.
It's absolutely the difference maker, and there's no question that it works if you will just give it the room and a little tiny bit of time to let it start taking over your life. Because that self-reliant life that you think is working for you, when you open up the walls, the doors, whatever it is, to let God really in at your level, at your understanding, this is not a religious pitch, everything changes because you've opened up the, it's magnificence, and that's exactly right, Bob, and I have lost it. So you are right.
Some things we really think, Tom, that we can handle ourselves. Okay, easy troubles. The garage door, the floor floods, our kids get sick, we got a bad boss. But there's some problems, you and I both know. There's so much more. They bring trouble to our heart. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. What is that? An accident, a job loss, bad health prognosis. Somebody gave us, you know, your wife gave you divorce papers. The daughter's in trouble. In times like these, people get isolated. My mom asked me three simple questions. And the simple questions were this. It was so simple that we couldn't believe we didn't ask them, but they're disruptive. And the question was, does God know your situation? You know, a lot of people think God, you know, has six telephone lines for like 7 billion people. He only works on ISIS, heart attacks, and natural disasters. As if, I mean, it's just funny, as if he all of a sudden, you know, is all of a sudden too busy to do anything. And not only that, but I'm not that good a person. But here's the thing. The second question my mom said, is it too hard for him to handle? Dang. I said, no. And she goes, well, it's too hard for you to handle, Bob. And I said, she asked me, does he have a good plan for you? Three simple questions. Does he know? Is it too hard for him? And does he have a plan? I said, no, I don't think it's, I think he does have a good plan for me. She goes, what is it? I don't know. And she said something profound. She said, two chairs. One for chair in your house in the morning. Meet him first. You have one chair for you, one for God. Don't sit in his chair. Talk to him. But here's our problem. In the power of who, I had a mechanism that I was bombing and saying this is a ridiculous concept. It was called networking, which was not working. It was going out to a bunch of people you didn't know. who weren't going to help you when you had friends, and their friends would help you, and their friends' friends would. And so here we do something also problematic. We do a thing called prayer. Prayer's great, but here's the question my mom asked. What did he say?
Yeah.
Why would God say, renew your mind daily? And just like you said, this isn't religious. It's relational. Why would God say, renew your mind daily if he only wanted you to do it on Sundays and Easter? Why would he say, ask, seek, and knock if he didn't have something to say? Why would he say, seek him first? So this is so simple, Tom. Seriously, we have bought into a system where we have like almost the pew. We're in a church in a pew thinking and a pew faith. And the reality is, here's the thing. God's not mad at you. He's not mad he made you. He made no mistakes. He wants to get involved in your business. He wants to get involved in your day. But he has an assignment for us, right? And today, we're going to miss our assignment.
Boy, that is so perfect. I hate to do this to you, but we have to take a break. It's twochairsbook.com. I had a problem for the last 4 years that were so much bigger than me that I literally sat in that chair screaming to God to solve it because I couldn't do it by myself. And God solved it. And I didn't. I had nothing to do with it. And when I finally realized I couldn't solve it and God could, was when it started to shift. And it has shifted because of this book, because of this thought process. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we're back. Final segment with Bob Bodine. This book, Two Chairs, is over the top, as I was saying before we got here to the break. You guys know that I've been sober 28 years, and my son Dominic has struggled for the last 8. And the last 2 have been incredibly tough, to the point where I was questioning my own sobriety, my relationship with God and everything. And it was just because I was carrying all of it myself. And remembering what Bob's mom said to him, in my own way, was what I had to remember. And when I got Bob's book in the mail, I mean, like ready to cry here, and I read it, I realized what his mom had been saying to him, she'd been saying to me. And I am telling everybody there are problems that you think are bigger than you are, and they probably are, but they aren't bigger than God. And just let it loose and understand that. And not only talk to, but listen from, and everything's going to change. So, Bob, I really want to thank you for your book. My son's doing great. But yeah, the peace I got, no matter what happened from you, was unbelievable. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, there are people all over. You wouldn't think, you know, as you know, you can't write a book on trouble and meeting with God if you didn't have a lot of trouble, and I've had. You know, it's just, you know, I've had a nephew who's committed suicide. I've had my sister's, you know, a brain tumor. We've had trouble left and right always. And here's the thing. God didn't say because he's with you, you aren't going through the trouble. But trouble and favor are best friends. You know, every epic movie that we've ever liked, every turnaround in sports that we've ever seen has one thing in common, and that's trouble. And the issue is we love watching these things. We just don't like it happening to us. We're not in that mode. And what happens is the two chairs is actually two physical chairs. People ask me that all the time. You got chairs? Dang, you got a chair in your house. And this is an unbelievable opportunity to meet him and talk to him about what? Trouble. But he's going to say to you when you meet, just like he said to Tom, hey, Tom, you can't handle this. You know, you got to give it to me. And if you don't give it to me, what you're going to do is you're going to leave these chairs and you're going to carry all of this pain with you. And listen, if you try to handle it, you're still going to make an exchange. If you're handling your own trouble, you are going to make it for Maker's Mark or cocaine or something because the trouble's too hard. And if you're not in trouble, you will be. And if it's not you, it's your kids. And if it's not your kids, it's your mom, it's your dad. But here's the good news. You have a friend. God actually would like to sit. The great thing about meeting God in the morning, which is so amazing, he does more than just listen. He actually has plans. He actually is going to shed a light on it. He's actually going to stop, and the only way this works really good is if you be still and know that he's God. You know, as an executive recruiter, I get a chance to look at resumes all over the country of the greatest people on earth, and I see and I know a demonstrated record of achievement when I've seen one, and I've seen God's resume. It's really good, Tom. The guy never loses.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
batting
unbelievable.
A thousand.
He just doesn't He's not going to start losing with you now. And it's so shocking. This is what most people don't understand. If you started in the garage with Bill Gates when he first started and you showed up, and there was like 16 guys in the garage, only 12 stayed. If you stayed in the garage, you're worth $1 billion. Because who you associate with matters. And what I'm telling you is this. It could be awkward. You could be a person who just doesn't feel worthy enough to talk to God. Sit down. When you walk in the room and you sit in the morning, first thing, you just grab your coffee. You don't shower. You just grab your robe. You get your coffee. You go in and you sit down and you say, good morning. Thank you for coming. I'm a mess. I don't know what to do on this. And then sit and listen. It's amazing.
That's awesome. I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm looking at all the endorsements for your book, and it goes from Dave Ramsey to Sports Illustrated to Max Lucado and Jack Graham and all those people. And I told my wife I was coming down here to interview you, and all she could talk about are these two goofballs who endorsed your book, Chip and Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper. Those two cute kids that just live down in Waco that fix houses and just live life, and you can just feel God constantly around them. It's just, yeah, thank you for that endorsement, for putting that up, because all of a sudden your stock went way up with Denise, so that's very cool. And you exemplify business. I mean, I think about business with you all the time. I know you as a friend, but I look at the list of people that you've gotten to endorse this book and surround yourself with, and you've collapsed a conversation called Pretty God-Conscious Living along with business and how they go hand in hand, which people don't usually tread upon. That's worked. That's served your life, hasn't it, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I wrote two books that couldn't have been any simpler, and one is Make Friends. Help your friends in every way possible. Don't be surprised if you do a lot of business with your friends. Be friends with God. Talk to him. I mean, come on, seriously. Our whole world started on this basis. In God we trust, and we've stopped, and we've let other people start to tell us this wasn't cool anymore. Now listen, there's no one. 75% of the country believes in God, and yet less than 1%.
We gotta go, Bob. We could go for another hour. We gotta go. We'll see you all next week. Bye bye.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.